This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Help me welcome to the studio Tom Perriello. At this point, the victor in the race for the 5th District Congressional seat here in Virginia. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. This is the first day I've gotten to feel truly relaxed about it. It's sinking in. It was obviously a huge upset. We're ecstatic about it and getting on to the work of the transition so I can hit the ground running in Washington.
Tom, I was telling somebody recently, I am hard-pressed to think of a bigger upset across the nation. If you looked, I mean, you were down 30 points in August. This is
over 30.
It's over 30. It truly is amazing.
Well, we're ecstatic about it, and we're obviously excited to win, but we also are excited about the way we won. We felt like running a more positive campaign, one that focused on putting real solutions out there on job growth and our financial institutions in Iraq and Afghanistan. And, you know, and I started a little over a year ago. My hope was that voters are a lot smarter and more decent than our politics give them credit for. And we tried something different, and I think it really blew people away.
We're talking to Tom Perriello, and we should point out that Virgil Goode has yet to concede, though you have announced victory. And as of the very latest, I believe, still has you up by 745 votes out of over 316,000 that were cast.
It's a virtual landslide now at 745 compared to moments last week when we were ahead by 31. But no, we feel very confident. All the votes have been counted with both campaigns validating those numbers. He's certainly within his rights to call for a recount after the 24th, and that's up to him. But we can't lose a step. We have to begin the transition to be ready to govern and legislate up in Washington. So we're excited about the number. Recounts don't tend to change more than a couple dozen votes. So we're beyond that worry threshold. And again, woke up with that knot in my stomach finally untied and ready to move forward.
We're talking with Tom Perriello. For folks who are just joining us from Des Moines and might be new to the area, and somebody was asking me this today, there's not an automatic recount in Virginia.
That's correct.
But what happens? Tell us what we might expect over the next few weeks.
Well, the state board will certify on the 24th. At this point, that's a formality. All the vote canvases have been closed and signed off on by representatives from both campaigns. At that point, when it's less than 0.5%, which it will be, Congressman Goode can have the state pay for a recount, but they don't do it automatically. He has to make the request, and he will be able to do that as of the 24th if he so chooses. And you know, certainly respect his long service here in the district, and we'll respect what decision he makes. But we feel confident about all the votes have been counted, and we're ready to move forward and with the transition. And former Congressman L.F. Payne has been wonderful in helping to lead our efforts to hit the ground running.
So we would know if there was a recount, and he likely will request one. That would be sometime in December, I guess, that the state would, the Virginia State Board of Elections would finally make. Is it a ruling, or do they just issue a confirmed result? Or
I don't know all the details. My understanding is that they would simply recount the numbers that have already been confirmed by both parties. It's essentially the use of a calculator more than anything else at that point. And if they can get it done, they can get it done.
We're talking with Tom Perriello. Let me ask you to put on those headphones. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. Tom Perriello, looks like he is the winner, folks, in the 5th District race. We will likely see a recount. I believe the percentage of the vote that separates you is about 0.2%. Absolutely amazing. Tom is on the line in Albemarle County. Tom, thank you for your call. You're on with Tom Perriello. Go right ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Now, Mr. Perriello, I congratulate you on your victory. I just want to tell you that as a resident of Albemarle County and watching this campaign proceed, the last week when you guys aired that advertisement charging Goode with this sales tax thing, I thought it was a little disingenuous and a little insulting. And I'm sure you're aware of it. The flat tax is not what your campaign ads claimed it was. Nor did Mr. Goode, you know, claim that he was going to raise tax rates by that standard. I'm telling you that as you take office, that is kind of what I'm thinking. You're my representative. I acknowledge that, but I thought it was a little dishonest and certainly disingenuous.
Well, I appreciate the question on that. You know, I think as long as our politics relies on 30-second spots, we're all the poorer for it. There are a lot of things about the national sales tax we could not get in, some of which are more positive, some of which are much more negative about it. The fact is, I think it's a tax plan that would be a disaster for the middle class and the working class, would substantially shift the tax burden. Most independent experts actually think it would end up being much higher than 23%, more like 40 or 50%. But obviously the proponents believe you could get rid of or minimize the IRS and get rid of or minimize the federal income tax. So there is a lot more to it. But I believe the core message is that it's going to be a kick in the stomach to the middle and working class. We can disagree on that. One of the other big problems with it is that it would potentially be devastating to our churches and charities because it gets rid of the charitable deduction. Again, independent experts disagree on that, but I think that's the overwhelming census. So, you know, I think it's just really difficult to get that in a 30-second spot, and that's one of the reasons it was too bad Congressman Good canceled our TV debate that had been scheduled for 6 months. That's a closer forum for being able to discuss these things with the detail they deserve. It was also one of the reasons we did economic town hall meetings that would last 2-3 hours, and the media didn't tend to cover them, but we would go out and talk through it in detail because I do think that's what the voters deserve at the end of the day.
Well, if I can comment on that,
yeah, go right ahead.
What you can say about that is true, but your whatever excuse you can have for not having the ability to discuss the fair tax at length with your constituents does not excuse what that commercial was. And I spend most of my time outside of Albemarle County. I'm an airline pilot. I fly all over the world. Your commercials were so exactly the same as the Democratic National stuff that was coming out about, you know, Bush's plans, this and that. I'm discouraged as you take office as my representative. I'm discouraged that you did not have, you could have addressed those issues as you just have talking to me via your commercials. You didn't do that. What you let them do is you let them go as they were, and they were grossly disingenuous.
Well, I actually am incredibly proud of the commercials we ran. The response we've gotten, even from Republicans to our commercials, have been overwhelmingly positive because they did tend to be positive and substantive. I take your concerns about the national sales tax there. Again, I feel like even with the way we did it, it was not a bludgeoning people over the head with fear tactics. It tried to do it with humor, and I think that's part of what we need more of in our politics, is less of something that that really sort of plays into the politics of fear. Again, I take your point. There's a lot more to the sales tax, I would say, both positive and negative, that didn't come across there. But I think people who saw all of our commercials on the whole felt like they were very, very different from the norm, and were excited about that.
Tom, I want to thank you for the call. Thank you for joining the conversation. I've got a phone line open at 977-1070. We are talking with Tom Perriello on Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070 WINA. And Ted is in Charlottesville. Ted, thank you for your patience. You're on with Tom Perriello. Go right ahead.
Hi, thank you very much. I was wondering that you, Mr. Perriello, said that all the votes have been counted. Isn't there a hearing going on with a federal judge in, I believe, Richmond that addresses the absentee ballots from the soldiers around the world? And would it, something that would not only affect his race, but all the races across the country. So these votes haven't been counted yet.
All the vote canvases for all 22 counties and municipalities have been signed off on for all the votes that have come in. That hearing is going forward. At this point, it's not relevant to any of the counties in our district, there's no reason to believe it would be statistically relevant for what's going on. So all of the votes from the 22 areas that have needed to be counted and signed off on have been, that's where things stand right now with us up 745 votes.
Respectfully disagree with you that all the votes have not been counted. These votes have been held aside as what do they call them, provisional ballots, and they have not been counted. And I think it would do our service people around the world a very bad disservice if their votes weren't added to. I know when I was in Vietnam, it took 7 weeks to get my ballot back from Vietnam to Ohio.
Yeah, I think a lot of provisions have been made to make sure for that, and we do need to be careful about that. I think we just need to make sure that we're talking about the actual facts on the ground here in the 5th District.
And that's not a provisional ballot, is it? It's an absentee ballot.
It's different from a provisional ballot, that's correct. So
we're talking, Ted, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. We're talking with Tom Perriello on Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070 WINA, and Keith is on line 3 in Albemarle County, former chair of the Albemarle County Republicans. Keith, you're on with Tom. Go right ahead.
Thank you very much. Mr. Perriello, I think I heard you just say a few minutes ago that you were proud of the commercial advertisements that you put on throughout the campaign. You had a radio ad that highlighted, I guess the purpose of the ad was to make the statement that Virgil Goode was an ineffective congressman, that he really hadn't accomplished much. And in that radio ad, you made light of the fact that Virgil Goode patroned a bill to rename a federal building. In fact, your announcer in the ad mentioned that twice. That federal building is the Bradley T. Arms Post Office, named after
Incorrect.
Bradley T. Arms, who was killed in action in Iraq on November 19, 2004, almost 4 years ago.
That's just incorrect. It was incorrect at the time that Mr. Schilling was talking about it. It was about a former teacher. That's just not factually correct. So,
and downright disgusting. And I wonder if you would like to make an apology to the listeners and to the voters.
Again, it's just factually not true. That's not what it's a reference to. I think this was something in the heat of the campaign where your side just got the research wrong. Obviously, I have tremendous respect for that service. I thought the comments that were made about me in that context were absolutely ridiculous and over the line. I am extremely proud of the work that I've done to try to provide the kind of intelligence and research we need for our troops. The work I've done in Afghanistan and other places is what the politicians should have been doing and weren't. I think both parties should be embarrassed by the lack of a strategy for victory they've provided to our troops. People talk a good game about it and just don't get the job done. So I'm very excited to go up to Washington and challenge both parties on national security issues and get that done.
Keith, thank you for the call. We appreciate you joining the conversation. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Tom Perriello. This is Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070 WINA.
Charlottesville's real estate market can be a great investment for anyone with the right advice. Hi, I'm David Sloan. As a UVA grad and a lifelong...
Enter as often as you like. Click through now. VolvoofCharlottesville.com. Volvo for life.
It's 51 minutes after 4 o'clock, just a few minutes before 5. This is Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070 WINA. Coming up in the next half hour, we'll talk with political blogger Ken Bernstein. He blogs as Teacher Ken, a nationally recognized commentator on political events, and we'll get his take on what happened last week around the country and here in Virginia. David Slutsky will join us at 5:30 live in studio, a member of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. Daily Progress broke the news yesterday, what has been rumored around town for weeks, that David was mulling a run against Rob Bell for the House of Delegates. And we will have David Slutsky, flesh that out for us coming up in the last segment on this program today. We're talking with Tom Perriello, who, according to the numbers, is up by 745 votes and declared victory in the 5th congressional race here for the seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. What is a... Before we go back to the phones, explain to us this transition. You know, we hear Barack Obama is talking about the transition, and you said, you know, we're getting the transition, the wheels are turning, L.F. Payne has stepped in to help you oversee that effort. What exactly is that effort? What exactly happens over the next few weeks and until you are likely sworn in January?
Well, once I have the swearing in January, we hit the ground running on bills being introduced, and I got to be voting right away. And that means that I need to be prepared for that. I need to have the staff in Washington. I need to have the district offices set up, need to be providing the constituent services that are so important. And so hopefully, despite the this being a little bit more drawn out than we expected, we'll be able to have a good, smooth transfer of constituent services and legislation to be able to make sure that everything goes forward. We'll have budget bills and energy bills and all sorts of things coming up. So I've got to pick my staff. I've got to, you know, lobby for some committees to be on and choose which ones can best serve the district. And that's the biggest part of what the transition's about.
Can you give us an idea? What are your priorities? What is, you know, if you have any bills in mind that you'll be introducing in your first term, and what's really front burner for you?
Well, first priority is jobs and economic relief for Southside and Central Virginia. And I think that the ways to do that aren't always just introducing your own legislation, but making sure the big legislation that's already going through makes sure that it reflects the needs of the district. So there's a new transportation bill coming up this year. We want to make sure that the 5th District is a part of of that effort, not just to get more highways, but also to look at rails and other things that can be part of greening and bringing green jobs to the area. Same thing with a likely national energy strategy that we'll go through. We want to make sure it reflects the biofuel potential and other alt-energy potential of the 5th District. So my job is to make sure that as those things are going forward, they reflect the needs and opportunities of Southside and Central Virginia. So first priority for me is jobs and economic growth. So whatever bills are going through, I want to make sure that if there's a way to connect that to Southside, I'll do it.
We're talking with Tom Perriello. Tom, we're hearing some discussion nationally about Barack Obama's transition and in the Obama administration. Will he try to do a lot of these big things as one big package, what the Washington Post, I think, referred to as the Big Bang approach, or will he incrementally try to do a lot of these things? What would be your preference? I mean, what would be, from where you sit, what would be the ideal way to approach that?
Well, I like the idea of more up or down votes, where you actually have a chance, everyone understands what they're voting for or against, and then you get reelected or don't on the merits of supporting that. Obviously, it's often a situation where you end up with a bill that's 75% good and 25% bad, and you've just got to decide the brakes on that. That having been said, we'll roll with what we get thrown in terms of what's going on up there. But I do think what's important for this administration that's coming in to understand is that we were elected to get something done. I don't think people are looking for far right or far left. They're not looking for piecemeal approaches. I think people want big ideas, but they want them to be based on common sense and pragmatism. Our problems aren't small. The budget deficit is huge. The energy crisis is huge. Our financial and lending institutions are in real trouble. So it's a time for bold ideas. They just need to be anchored in common sense. And I think that's the kind of leadership people are looking for, even if that involves some tough and sometimes unpopular decisions. And I think that's what the voters who helped us pull off this upset wanted, was they wanted something new and different that wasn't, you know, switching right to left. It was just looking for problem solving over the kind of partisanship we've seen in the past.
Deal with the problem, and if the idea comes from the right or the left, that doesn't matter anymore. The problem, the what you're really after is just fixing the problem.
That's right. And I think we've seen that here in the state from Mark Warner. We've seen it from Jim Webb. The ability to get things done is what people are interested in.
We're talking with Tom Perriello, honored to have him live in the studio. Mary has been waiting patiently in Charlottesville on line two. Mary, you're on with Tom. You go right ahead.
Hello. Well, first, I just want to say I am thrilled at this upset, and it'll be so nice to have someone who is compassionate and humble and tempered with intelligence in office, someone who can speak directly to the issues in conversational and understandable ways and with intelligence about it. So congratulations on your victory.
Well, thank you, Mary. Those are very kind words.
So I have a question for you about education. First of all, I actually was poor Brad Arms' 12th grade English teacher, and I sobbed the day that I heard that he had been killed in Iraq, and I do hope that part of what you will do there in Congress is help treat our troops in a safer and better way and get them home from there. But my question is about education. It has to do with a lot of the unfunded mandates that we get from the federal government, and I wonder what your thoughts might be as you go to Washington about that.
I certainly have tremendous admiration for his service, and I do believe we need to get our men and women in uniform home from these wars, but to do it right, I think we can. I think our military has done what it was asked to do. Our politicians haven't done their part. It's time to get that strategy for victory and make the investment in our intelligence community that we need. On the education side, there is a chance to look back at No Child Left Behind and fix some of the major mistakes, and unfunded mandates were a big part of that. I think the 100% standard also was something that ended up becoming more of a barrier than a booster to the education reforms we need. I think we need to make sure that we're providing more quality teachers, recruiting and retaining more quality teachers, particularly for small towns and rural communities across Southside. We also need to make sure we are supporting vocational and skills training programs so that we're not just investing in the kids headed to college, but also those who want to learn a trade or maybe start a small business. There's so much potential in our youth. We need to make sure that we're developing an education system for the 21st century with a new generation of quality teachers, particularly, again, in our small towns and rural communities.
Mary, thank you so much for the call, and my apologies to everybody waiting online. We just don't have enough time for all the calls. But thank you, everybody, for joining the conversation. And thank you, and congratulations to Tom Perriello. Thanks for being here.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.